time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. I suppose I'll participate in the video. Alright, so I guess just a summation video of some of these arguments. I mean, I've tried to make the argument from, let's just be reasonable, okay? I've pointed out the terrible history of the kinetic energy formula. That it was just something a guy stood up one day and he just said it. Okay, he didn't say it because physics was broken, they couldn't understand something, it didn't work, anything like that. He was just doing his, some sort of personal thing. Okay, I want to be important, or I want to do something funny, or he was sort of a religious kook. You could have just argued that he wanted his, you know, the physics to match his religion. So it's some reason, you know, little turn to tiny bits of experiments happen. They're all kind of gimmicky and showy, but they're not really very deep. I mean, they're not as real as, you know, actually seeing this extra energy thing happen. We don't get to see it taking four times more fuel to go twice as fast. So even though our intuition says one thing, that, yeah, no, I push twice as hard, it'll go twice as fast. I don't need to push four times harder. Even, you know, weights, arguments, lots of arguments to defend the idea that, nah, that's not how it really works. It's just this momentum thing works. So, yeah, so I've just pointed out how, well, obviously for Galileo, Descartes, and Newton, quantity of motion, weight, momentum, was energy. And you didn't need to do anything else to it. Didn't need to change it. Worked just fine. You know, I'm just arguing that obviously it was a mistake physics made to sit there and say there's some reason why we have to assume momentum is, in fact, broken. Doesn't work for some reason. And that we need to apply this crap. Nonsense. So anyway, I've tried to point out that, okay, you can do this simple Newton's cradle thing. Everybody knows about it. It's kind of a simple experiment. You just swing one object into this other object, and this one will stop, and this one will continue on with the momentum, the energy. And it's because they both have the same size mass and the same size velocity. And so it works. The energy just goes from one object to the other object, and I've pointed out that's because of the rates of acceleration and deceleration match. To get the energy into this, you use the same rate of, as this one slows down, this one speeds up at the same rate, so the energy is allowed to flow right into the other one. No interruptions, because it doesn't have to do any conversion. This one has pennies, it gives the pennies to this one, no problem. This one has dimes, it gives the dimes to this one, no problem. This one has quarters, it gives the quarters to this one, no problem. It doesn't have to transfer the energy back into pennies, or back into dimes, or back into dollar bills. It's no delay. So, and clearly, the 1/2 mv squared theory, okay, works for this. Because you can make up fake energy going in, and you have fake energy going out. So the square is sort of irrelevant, and the half is doesn't mean anything, because they're going to be the same. The mass, the velocity is the same, so you're not changing anything. But it's when you're doing the conversion, that's when everything falls apart. So if I attempt to create a Newton's cradle and do this experiment, I can't do it. All right, I can't take the energy from this and put it into this. I can't have this stop and all the energy go into the bigger object, or vice versa, because the exchange rate isn't the same, because this one doesn't decelerate at the same rate this accelerates. So those things don't match. There's not a clear flow. There's energy goes in, and now it has to be converted. This one has, because it's going faster, you can say this one has dimes, or it has quarters, or it has dollar bills, and this one, because it's big, it needs pennies. Okay, it needs the velocity in small chunks, not big chunks, and so it has to do this conversion. There's no time to do the conversion, and so the experiment doesn't work. Now, I've pointed out we can do something to fix that by applying something as simple as a lever, all right, which will do the conversion. So it will take the, you know, I can take a big object and I put a small object twice the distance here, and I can basically make these accelerations match. This will decelerate at the rate it needs to, say 5 miles an hour, and this one will accelerate at the rate it needs to, which will be 10 miles per hour. This is, let's say, half the mass of that. So now it allows for the straight line conversion. It allows for the nice smooth transition between this and this. This can fall at its rate. This decelerate at its rate. This can accelerate at its rate. The two will match and you'll get a complete conversion of the energy. Now the problem is, kind of obviously, is that when you change the size of the mass and velocity and you try to do that conversion, this squared term means that you're going to get very different numbers. That is, this one's going to be much smaller, and so even though the momentum being exchanged will be the same, you'll end up with free energy. So over here the mv squared says, let's say this has 100. If I do the mv squared over here, I'm going to get 200. So somehow, by just simply converting heavy things into light things on a lever, I create free energy. And if I do the opposite, that is, I drop light things going fast out here, I'll end up losing half the energy, or, you know, four times the energy, or I can lose as much energy as I can gain going the other way. And so you end up with something, as I pointed out, you could just sort of understand it if you have any respect for this whole physics thing and Newton's third law. A gun is supposed to be the same as a bullet. All right, the momentums are the same. Okay, so if I add up the mass, the big giant mass, the little tiny velocity, the, you know, tiny mass, big giant velocity, the momentums are the same. I've conserved the energy. But by 1/2 mv squared, I've got 2,000 joules of energy over here and just 2 over here. And that obviously makes no sense. All right. So now we'll move on to the evidence. Now, you know, I'm just saying this is a logical argument. You can sort of logically understand the how these things basically function. You can understand the two formulas are not at all compatible. And obviously, it's the mv squared one that messes everything up. Everything works fine. Momentum works. You can understand why momentum doesn't allow the Newton's cradle to do this. But you can understand how momentum does allow the conversion if you use a lever or a spring or some other device that stores the energy. Again, it could be as simple as just having a spring and you compress it a certain amount, and then you have a choice of putting the larger mass or you put the smaller mass. And the spring is only going to produce a certain amount of energy. You will get the momentum result. That is, the spring will push, okay, the heavier object at half the speed of the lighter object. It all works. There's no four times the speed. There's none of that's going to happen. You'll conserve the energy of the spring, and you'll put it into the objects as quantity of motion, as momentum. This produces a pressure, a weight, onto the object. The weight pushes the objects, and it works. The spring can go fast, or the spring can go slow. It can give the energy at the acceleration the object needs to get all of the energy into it. And so it can essentially do the same conversion that the lever can do. And it can prove that kinetic energy doesn't work. You end up with free energy. I compress the spring with a slow object. I hold the spring, lock it, and then I replace it with the light object, and I let it go. And by mv squared, I conserve the momentum, but I got free energy. Because now the lighter object has more energy than the heavier object that went in. So I can't do that. It's a violation of logic and reasoning. Okay. Next. All right, so to the experimental proofs. So the Brozo has done one experiment that's not as bad as all the rest, the better of his experiments. And he simply does use a lever, okay, with a spring. All right. And so he's going to compress the spring the same amount. Okay, so he's going to apply the same force to the lever to launch objects. And so he puts the two mass here, and he puts a one mass here on the lever. At the right locations, twice the distance, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to basically attempt to do the conversion. And so first you do the experiment with the two mass, and it leaves, okay, as you would expect, with a mass and a velocity. And it's obviously going to be mass velocity. I could just use the equal size. And clearly what's going to happen here is that, so you take that away, and now you replace it with this. You do exactly the same amount of compression. That is, you move it to the same location each time. Same force, same spring compression. This will leave with twice the velocity, okay? So it's a bigger V and only half the size of the M. It's half the mass. So you have half the mass, twice the velocity. Now, technically, this object now has twice as much energy by the kinetic energy formula. So momentum says they're still the same. I mean, yeah, you have less M, but you have more V, okay? But it's the same amount of MV. Momentum says everything's just fine. This should work. It does work. It comes out. This is the numbers he got. This would be an 11, and this would be 19. So it's almost a 2-to-1 relationship. Very close, okay, within margins of error, considering it was Brozo. So, of course, there's got to be some error. But anyway, I could collect it by measuring its velocity, or I could just put another spring over here to collect it, right? And I could just say, wait, how much is the spring going to compress? And the fact is, the spring is really just going to measure its weight, okay? So this is going to shoot up, and it's going to weigh a certain amount, and this is going to shoot up, and it's going to weigh a certain amount, and they're going to have to weigh the same amount, because that's what momentum is weight. And they're going to compress the spring the same amount they compressed here. This is all there is. This is the energy. You're creating an experiment where you have very little friction, because they don't travel very far. So as long as you limit how far they travel, as you're measuring its velocity, you measure it as soon as possible, or you just let hit a spring as soon as possible. You've taken a lot of the friction out, and you're just going to get this, force in, force out. That's it. There's nothing else, okay? And it's all conserved, because it's the same force in. You're going to get the same force out. So yes, this will go twice as fast, but it weighs half as much. So when it hits, it's going to weigh, because it's going twice as, it has half the mass. So you got to be careful. It has half the mass, but when I move it twice the speed, okay, then it's going to weigh twice as much as that mass, which is going to be the same as this one, going the one velocity. And so anyway, so there's an experiment. Okay, the results are, that's the way it came out. His own experiment proves it, and yet he doesn't account for his own experiment pretty much proving all his other experiments to be nonsense. Certainly proving any notion of a 4-to-1 relationship as being garbage. All right, and then you have this other Mythbusters experiment. So they're not trying to do a kinetic energy experiment, and those are the best kind, right, where they do it by accident. Because then they're not finagling anything. And so what they do is they just crash cars. They crash a car at 100 miles an hour, and they crash a car at 50 miles an hour. The 100 mile an hour car and the 50 mile an hour car. And the car crashes, right? The original car is whatever this size. And the two cars crash, okay, exactly proportional to momentum. The 100 is exactly one half, okay, it's exactly twice as much compression as the car going 50. All right, so again, it's just simply doing MV, okay, versus VM. All right, so you've done the conversion. It's the same amount of energy. It comes out the right way. Then they do it another way. They do the same experiment just to confirm it. Where they use a weight, okay, and they swing the weight, which is the same as dropping the weight. So they just swing the weight into a kind of a spring, a lump of clay, okay, and they say, how much does the clay compress? Well, the clay does exactly what you'd expect, in the sense that it duplicates what the cars do. The clay at 100 miles an hour only compresses twice as much, not four times as much. The kinetic energy theory says it's four times as much compression. It should be what you're expecting. It's supposed to have the light object going faster. The object going faster is supposed to have four times as much energy. Twice as fast, four times as much energy. To go twice as fast, four times more fuel. That experiment we've never seen. All right, so clearly momentum is winning again. All right, it's just proven. I mean, it's a really good, well-done experiment. Now, they could have just used springs. You know, they could have made a very big spring and crashed it into a brick wall. At 100 miles an hour, the spring would tell you the same truth. The spring collects the energy pretty well. You can go in, like, again, the great thing about springs is you can pretty much go in at any speed. You can vary the velocity, and the spring can handle it. It can do the conversion. It'll add up the weight. So you can apply a pressure quickly, or you can apply a pressure slowly, and it'll appreciate those differences and measure the actual total energy that you actually pushed on the spring with. And it can also give it back that way. So it can create any acceleration or deceleration. It can accommodate either one, and it will measure the energy. So if you went back to the Brozo experiment, you could just forget about worrying about the velocities, because frankly, you already know the velocities are set. This has to go twice as fast. It's a lever. It's a rigid bar. It has to go twice as fast as this went. And you can just visually see it. The weight measured on the spring is going to be exactly the same. So this, in my opinion, is all irrefutable. There's nothing in this video that I've pointed out that in any way can be refuted, that this doesn't happen or this didn't happen or these aren't the facts. And there's absolutely no reason for anyone to insist that 1/2 mv squared has any validity. That this stupid nonsense added to a simple idea, it's about the mass, and then it's about how much the mass is moving. And the whole universe runs on just examining anything in the universe and just examining and say, how much mass is it and how fast is it moving? That's energy. It happens to also be weight. It happens to also be pressure. It happens to also be in the form of heat. It's all the same thing. There is only one kind of energy, and that is its masses moving. If you're going to have friction, you're creating heat in the ground. You're creating the movement of molecules. You're creating the movement of even rocks and stones and all kinds of stuff. You want to know how much you lost to the ground? You just add up how many things are moving, okay, differently than what they were before you contacted them, and you'll know exactly how much energy you gave them, because it's just about how much mass are you moving, a velocity, and that's it. That's the money. That's the money, the universe, that's the currency the universe runs on. Every action, every movement, everything is made of that currency, and that currency just moves through the economy of the universe. There's just an amount of momentum. The photons have it, the gravitons have it, the magnetons have it, all the things we call a force all have an amount of momentum they impose on something, and it's just about calculating how much mass you moved. That's the energy. There's no unequilibrium between the contribution the mass makes and the contribution the velocity makes. They are tied to each other, strictly speaking. Velocity is the size of the money, okay? The M is how many of that denomination you have. The M is the wallet. The velocity is the bill in the wallet. And all you can do is do strict conversions. You can take dollar bills and turn them into pennies and put them in individual wallets. You can do it lots of different ways, but it's the currency. I just don't see how anybody rational could watch this explanation and say, I disagree. There's no room for disagreement. There's no room for a counter argument. It's clear, MV squared, horrible history, really bad science, no corroborating evidence of any substance. There's absolutely no reason to say Galileo, Descartes, and Newton were blind to this obvious fact that there was more energy in the universe than they thought. No, they had it right. And for 300 years, we decided to make them wrong. And we decide for no good reason. It's a gimmick. It's crap. And it's easily understood as crap. Yeah. So that's it. And there will be no counter-argument. No one will take anything said in this video and explain how anything I said is incorrect. Nothing. They'll just keep insisting it is, but they won't demonstrate that it is. And that's pitiful. And they'll say they're doing that in the defense of science. They're ignoring the facts, ignoring the reasoning, ignoring the logic, because they love science. I don't think it works that way. That's as wrong as MV squared. That attitude is as anti-science as the invention of MV squared was. So, yeah. So what is there for me to say besides, boy, you people really suck. You suck at science. You suck at having integrity. You suck at obeying even the simplest rules of a reasonable debate. You can't do any of it. You just suck, okay, at being intelligences, all right, interacting effectively in the world. You're just menaces to the truth. Okay, that's good enough. So I'll stay there. All right, so till the next time and such, this has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Yeah, and such.